Okay, today's daf is Trumas daf Samach Tes, and we are the last daf here in the seventh parak of Maseches Trumas, Parak HaOchel Truma Mezid. And we are on the top line of Samach Tes Siman Aleph. We just spoke about a couple of cases relating to the Mishnah, where the cases were about what am I allowed to assume when I have two boxes, two kupos, and something fell into one of the two boxes. So we mentioned the rule is as long as the box that it fell into isn't ruined more. One is already ruined and one is not ruined, so then that's okay. If they're both going to be ruined, so then you have to just be machmer both. You can't be makel both, but what can be machmer both? So we had all the cases about, in the Mishnah, we had boxes of one truma and one chulin. And in the Brisa that we had yesterday, we had a box of truma and a box of chulin. One was tameh, one was tar. And we had both permutations, where the truma is tameh or where the chulin is tameh. And in all the cases, we could be quote-unquote mako, we could be tole, except the last case. Because the last case, either way, something is ruined. Right, and therefore, the last case of a truma temeya fell into either truma tahora or chula temeyan, so that was the problem. Okay, last line now. The Gemara says now on the top of Samach Tes Amud Aleph, Lama asked the Gemara, what is this going back to explain the Reisha on the earlier cases of the Brisa? Remember, the Brisa said, let's say the first case of the Brisa that we just had. You have one box of truma temeya and one of chula tahorim. And Truma Temeya fell in. So you can assume the Truma Temeya fell into the Truma Temeya, and the Chulin is Chulin, but, the Brisa said, Vachulin ye'achlu nikudim. But you should still eat the Chulin in a way that it remains Tahar for sure. So even if the Truma Temeya fell in there, you're only going to eat it in little pieces, or we had earlier in the Masechta, you're going to put in Peiris, you're not going to put in water, eating it in some way. So why do you have to do that? If we assume, ask the Gemara, that the Chulin Temeyan fell into the Chulin Temeyim, and nothing fell into the Chulin, so why do you have to eat it Petara, eat it Nikudim? So the Gemara says, the Chilik similar that we had earlier in the Masechta. Sometimes you could have Bittul regarding Isser, but not Bittul regarding Tumah. And therefore, the Yisrael, let's say, could eat this, because we don't assume that the Chulin. You have Trumat and Chulin. So you could assume that the Truma fell into the Truma, Truma Temeah fell into the Truma Temeah, and nothing fell into the Chulin. So Yisrael can eat it, but we're also makbid based on the tumah element. So lama shesafik tamei v'safik medume mutter. Right, there's an option not to rely on bittul for the tumah element. That's basically what the Mishnah, the Gemara, is saying. There's an option, right, regarding the iser. There's no option. You can't, but if it fell into the chulin, it's a problem for Yisraelim. So there we rely on bittul. But regarding the tumah element, there is another option, meaning in treating it patara, and therefore, that's why we have to be machmir, regarding the chulin, even though we assume, we're allowed to assume that the issur is batel. Again, it's a safik tame, because safik tame is tame, but here this is safik medume. This is not safik tame, this is one of the boxes had shuma fall into it. So in one of the boxes is medume, not mamash shuma. And as we know, the rule is shuma is always more chamer than meduma. If shuma falls in, then it becomes meduma. If meduma falls in, we mentioned in the past, safik meduma is mutter, so therefore here too as well. The sugyas of safik tuma are crucial. Remember, the source for safik tuma, the rules for safik tuma are isha sota. Safik tuma berushus hayachid sveiko tame, and berushus harabim seikotar, based on Isha Sota. Isha Sota, we treat Isha Sota, it's a suffix, but we treat it as a vadai, right? We treat it as a vadai that, we don't know what happened, but we assume something might have happened, and just like that was Bershus HaYachid, and you treat the suffix as, vadai tame. So too, any case of safik tuma bereshus hayachid. There is a question in the Achronim, how much is that really safik kavadai? Is it just a nihug kivadai? So itumah, so we're noheg? Or mamish, you're allowed to be, assume, betoraz birur. So that's a discussion. There is a question if a man is with his wife who is a suffix sota, is there malchus there? Is that an isser daraisa? If a man is with, right, a woman is a sota, what we call a sota, which is a suffix sota. So we have no idea if anything happened or not. We have no idea. Vaday sota is a woman. Eishes is shezinsa. That's a vaday sota. She has a chiyuv to get divorced, and that's a pasuk in Chumash. Acharei asher hu tama'a. But what if it's a suffix sota? So that's 2 days in Bali Atosvas. 2 days in Bali Atosvas. Tosvas in sota, and Daf Chafres, says the din sota, what we call sota, which is a sota suffix, is not mamish like the din of a vaday. And if a husband, remember the Mishnah is in sota, we try to send Tabidei Chachamim with them, so he's not baal her ala derech. But what if he is? What if he is? So does he get malchus? Tosvas says no, because it's only a suffix sota. Maybe nothing happened, and they're married, and there is no iser, right? There's an iser asay of vinitma'a, right? Midin vadeh velo misafek. And even if it comes out that she is a tahora, that he violated the iser, it's like niskavin lecho basar chazer velo biyadah basar tleh. It's like you had kavana to eat something not kosher, but you ate something kosher. So you're going to violate that. But Tosas and Yavamis, the question is where Tosas get this from. Tosas and Yavamis, Daf Yud Aleph, quotes the Gemara. We don't know which Gemara this is. Quotes the Gemara and said, no, you're going to get Malkus. You're going to get Malkus for Vaday Sota. Wow. So that's an amazing Shita. Right, there was some of the Achronim in the back of the Yavamis on Daf Yud Aleph. Where does Tosas get this from? It must be a misprint. But that would be, that seems to be the issue of how do we look at Suffolk Sota, we look at it mamish like a vaday, or we just treat it as if it is a vaday. That is a vaday. That's a question. Others, there's a Yerushalmi machlokes whether a nazir is megaleach on suffik tumah berushas hayachid. So again, there's a discussions of how do we look at suffik tumah. The Rambam and the Ravid discuss this in Hilchos Avos Atumos. And the Rambam says there, Mipnei ma tiru chachamim, safik rishus harabim. Interesting lashon. We know what safik tuma. So we know rishus yachas feikal tami rishus harabim feikal tar. Is there a rule and an exception there, or is it just a chiluk? Rishus yachas is this, rishus harabim is that. Rambam's lashon. Mipnei ma tiru chachamim, safik rishus harabim. As if it should be tame. All tuma should be tame, but The Torah Shema Peh tells us that we're going to say tar. So the Rambam says, "Mipnei mati ruchachamim." Why is it suffik rishus rabim tar? Shaharei hatzibur osin hapesach betuma bizman shahatmeyem merubim. Because after all, tuma hucha betzibur, right? Because after all, if most of the kohanim are tame, you're still going to bring the karan pesach. Im tuma vada, and that's tuma vadai. What if you know the kohanim are all tame? You're still going to do it. So if Tuma Vadai is pushed off, if Tuma Vadai nidches mipnei, and Kavachomer l'safik Tuma. Wow. So it's a Kavachomer for safik Tuma. She iser, and then he says, what we've noted in the past, she iser kol asfekos midivrayim, kibo she biyarna bilchas bias asuros. Because after all safik is Durabanan. All safik, the Rambam Shita, safik the Raisa l'chumra, is a din Durabanan. That's the Rambam Shita. So he alludes to it here too. He says it in Tumas Meis. So the whole thing is Durabanan. So we're Mako when it comes to Safik Tumah Rishus HaRabim. So the Rambam says, okay, so what about the other side? So what about Rishus HaYachid? Shaharei Sota Shenistera Afa Bisha Davar Safik Harhi Tmeya Labayla Achatishte. Because of the Makor of Sota. Sota, says the Rambam, is an exception to the rule. We started off this halacha, the Rambam, thinking that Rishus HaRabim is an exception to the rule, but by the time the dust clears, and you finish this halacha, the Rambam is clear that really Safek should be Lakula. Right? All Sfekos are Lakula. Safek Daraisa is Lakula. Mi Daraisa. So, the Rambam says, Sota is an exception to the rule. There are exceptions to the rule that the Torah says, even though it's a Safek, she's Temeya. So again, that is an important Rambam. The rest of the Rambam says by Asham Talui, by when there's a suffix about an Isser Kares, that's an exception to the rule. But really, Sfekos are supposed to be Lakula. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, second line. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, one more line connecting to what we were just talking about. Says the Rabbi Yochanan, Suffik Midume Pater Menachala. Whenever you have a case of Suffik Midume, if Truma falls in, and it's only a suffik. Ein kan suffik rak meduma, the Mara Folda says. So then, pater min achala. If it's meduma, and therefore, it's going to be usher for a Yisrael to eat, then the Chachamim, in order to give teeth to this halacha, for people to take it seriously, and treat it as truma, they patered it from chala. Because if something is chayv and chala, that reflects, oh, it must be chulin. only truma or truma type of mixtures will be potter from challah. So Rabbi Yochanan says, when you have a suffing meduma, and you want to treat it as, and it's usher to a Yisrael to eat, and you want to treat it as truma, then you get a potter it from challah. But suffig dimua hanechal, but if you have a case of like dimua, which is going to be able to be eaten, like what? Like the cases of our Mishnah. Right, okay, the Mishnah where you're not sure which one Truma fell into, and you can assume that Truma fell into the Truma and not into the Chulin. So it's still Safek Dimua. Maybe the Truma fell into the Chulin, and now it's, but either way, we pass in the society, but Yisrael's allowed to eat the Chulin. So in that case, if Yisrael's allowed to eat the Chulin, so then that type of Safek Dimua, in quotes, Safek Dimua, Hanechal, Mishum Dema, even though it's Meduma, Chayeb Echala, that is Chayeb in, that's gonna be Chayeb in Chala. So the Safek, if you're not gonna be able to eat it, so that it's going to be potter from challah, which, by the way, is the shita of Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi poter in our Mishnah back on Samach Zayin and Mabez, whenever you have this suffix. But we want to treat it as truma, and therefore it's going to be potter from challah. Only if it's going to be able to be eaten, then you can be, you can say there's a chiyuv of challah. We don't want to confuse people, the Gemara says. And if we want something treated as truma, we have to have consistency. And if we tell people, yeah, treat it as truma, but take off challah from it, then people are going to think to themselves, chiyuv of challah, that must not be truma. Because I know that truma is not chayiv and challah. So we want people to be consistent. If there's a chumrah, we want to treat it as truma, then we'll potter it from of challah. Because remember, the whole thing is derabbanan anyway. It's batel barov. It's batel barov. The whole thing, that, as we said earlier, even though it's based on a pasik, that's an asmachta, that you need 100, 100 to 1, 101 to 100 to 1 altogether. Okay, so that's the halacha. Next. Achal acher minashniya patur. So what was the case we had? We had the case back in our Mishnah. Back in our Mishnah. What happened? You have a case of suffix. You're not sure which one is chulin and which one is truma. So one person ate from one box, he's okay. He's patur. Because maybe he ate from the chulin box. Somebody else ate from the other box, he's also patur. Because each one of them can assume, or we could say, that you didn't eat from the one that has truma. Right? That's what the Mishnah said. Ein yadua ezuhi shel truma ve'ezuhi shel chulin. Achal as achas ve'en pater. The first, if somebody eats from one, pater. If somebody eats from the other one, pater. Only one person who eats from both of them is going to have to pay the katana shebishneya. So the Gemara says now, achal achem benashdiya pater v'chulu. So interesting, says the Gemara. Our Mishnah says, if you have two boxes, one of Truman, one of Chulin, and two different people, one ate from each one, they're both going to be off the hook. They're both going to be potter. Rabbi Yochanan says, maybe this reflects Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. De Rabbi Yehuda he. Maybe this is only Rabbi Yehuda. What's the case of Rabbi Yehuda? The Gemara's going to bring in now? Shnei Shvilin, the sugyas in, it's quoted, people know from Sachim, but it's really a Mishnah in Taurus. The Mishnah in Taurus in the fifth parak tells us, Shnei Shvilim, Parakei Mishnah Hey. This is the background to the next line of the Gemara. Shnei Shvilim, there are two paths. Echa Tame Vecha Tar. You have two paths. One of them is Vadei Tame. We know there's a dead body that's lying across one of them, underneath. And one of them is Tar. And Vahalach Be'echa Mei Vasa Taurus. So one person goes down one of the paths, and then he dealt with Taurus afterwards. So you don't know if he was Tame or Tar. So then in that case, we'd say, he's Tar. Savi Tamar B'Shas Arabim, Tar. Fine. But what happens if you know that two people walk down, each one of them walked down one of the paths? So you know one of them is Vadei Tame. One of them is Vadei Tame. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Ubach Chaveir V'Halach B'Sheini V'Asa Taros, Reb Yehuda Omer. Reb Yehuda says, now we get to our Gemara. Reb Yehuda Omer, Im Nishalu, actually, yeah, our Girsa in our Mishnah is flipped. Im Nishalu Zeb B'Fnei Atzmo V'Zeb B'Fnei Atzmo Tarin. If they ask separately, Tar. If they ask together, that's what our Mishnah says. So let's read it now in the our Gemara, I guess our Girsa. Im nishalu babas achas, if they come together and say, Rabbi, am I tamei? What's the halacha? So you have to give a psak. So you're going to tell them both tar? Man, that can't be. You can't say at the same time, that we might call that's a zilzul. That's chucha v'tmula. So if they, Rabbi Yehuda says, if they come at the same time, tamei. But bazer chazet tar, and one after another is tar. They come one after another, you could say, to each one of them, you could say that you are suffik tuma versus a rabbim, and therefore tahar. So the, and Rabbi Yossi Omer, no, begach o'begach tmen. You have to have a larger picture view in your psak, says Rabbi Yossi. And therefore, even if they come bezeh or zeh, Well, we'll see what the Gemara, how the Gemara is going to be mokim this, but the Pasha Pshat now, even if it comes out Chazer, Rabbi Yossi says Tame. That's what we think, we assume right now before we explain it. But what does the Gemara assume so far? Just like in our Mishnah, right, you have two different people, each one of them ate from one box. One of them ate Truma, and one of them ate Chulin. You don't know who said what. So what does our Mishnah say? You can be Mekel. You can be Mekel, even though in the bigger picture, one of them for sure ate Truma, but still you can be Mekel. So the Gemara is saying, maybe that's like Rabbi Yehuda. So just like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah Taurus, right, if they came separately to ask, so then you can be Mekel. So too here, not like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, you can never, you always have to do some Tameh. So Gemara says, no. Gemara is going to say, our Mishnah could even be according to Rabbi Yossi. Because you have to understand what that Mishnah is talking about in Taurus. Bamei anu kaimen, no. Rabbi Yossi is not so lechumra. Bamei anu kaimen, what exactly are we talking about? In bishenu shalu shneim ka'achas, if they mamish both come together and ask together and say, what's the halacha? Then everybody agrees tamei, meaning even Rabbi Yehuda says tamei. Ve'im b'zeh achar zeh p'torin. And if they come to ask separately, even Rabbi Yossi would agree tahar. Rabbi Yossi doesn't say tamei in that case. If they both would ask separately, in the case of the shnei shvilin, we would say tar there too. Each one of them is tar. What's the machlokes case? Elakianan kaimin bebalish olalav al chavero. Now the case is where, what's the pashup shot? One person is coming to asking for him and his friend. If they both come together, they're both tamei. If they both come one after another separately, they're both tar, according to everybody. But the machlokes is where one person is coming to ask for him and his friend. Balishol olav al chavero. Tosfos assumes it's not in the same mouth. What do you think? Me and my friend, are we tamei? Because that would be just like coming together. Tosfos assumes it's one person who asks, am I tamei? He gets the answer. And then he says, and my friend? Meaning it's separately in that way. Tosfos and Ksubis and Daf Chav Zayin says that's what you have to say. It's he's one person, but he asked separately. Right? Tosfos. Lo, where is it? Halach, Rish, Barishon, Velo Nichlas, B'Shem, Nichlas, Chayiv, B'balishol, here it is. Ein lefari shabalishol b'basachas. Ta'asamodu kuli alma de tameos. Because you can debolishol shneim b'basachas. El amayri sheshol al atzmo v'tiharuhu v'yacharkach bolishol al chaveiro. What is that like? Meaning if one person asks about both of them. What is that like? So, back to our Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says in this case, Omrim lo, we tell the guy, sheol dilach v'ezalach. Ask about yourself and leave. Meaning be quiet. You got a tar for yourself, don't ask about the next person. Don't ask. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda says, you could separate it. It's ki'ilu, they ask, b'zeh achar zeh, and it's okay. Rabbi Yossi amar na. Rabbi Yossi says, if one person is asking for both of them, k'mi shenishalu shneim ka'achas. Right, then it's like, one person asking for both of them. The hacha, and over here, Shaila, how do you read the next line? We'll read this as a statement. The hacha, lo k'mi shenishalu shneim ka'achas. Here, it's not like, they asked together, right? Our case where two different people ate from the one box. So it's a case where they asked separately, and therefore even the Mishnah could even be according to Rabbi Yossi. Because again, Rabbi Yossi says over there, Tameh only where one person came to ask about both of them. Here it's not like that case, and therefore it is Lakula. So again, the Gemara said maybe our Mishnah in Trumas is only like Rabbi Yehuda from Maseches Taharos, and we end up saying no, it could even be like Rabbi Yossi in Maseches Taharos. So what's the issue about coming together? If they come together, you can't get... It's still something to Mabrishas Arabim, right? They both walked in the street. They both come together. So that's still Tameh. That's Tameh. If they come separately, you could say Safik versus Rabim Tor, each one. Why Tameh? Seems like you can't have a psak that's inherently, right, it's a tied to the sasri. You can't have within one psak two opposite cases and halachas that, you know, in one psak, mutar aser. You can't say that. Yeah, tummy tohar. That can't be within one psak. So in this psak, to say that they're both tohar would be an inner contradiction. Because you know they walk down different paths. So if they come separately, then you could give, each one could get a psak of their own. And one psak doesn't have to be looked at in the context of another psak. But if it's all one package, so then, if it's one psak, then you can't say, you have to look at the whole psak. You have to look at the whole psak. Right? Even though we know, elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim, but it has to be consistent. Right? There can be contradictory psakim, but not within one psak. Not within one psak. That's what the Gemara seems to say. Right? Remember the Ritva in Erevin that talks about you could have opposite elements to one halachic context. It doesn't mean the one Rav is going to paskin that way. Remember the Gemara in Erevin on Daf Yud Gimel, which talks about the Elu ve'Elu. Right? The Gemara says there, Shlosh Shalashanim Nechul Gobeshamei Bishilel. In 3 years, they were arguing. They each said, Allah is like us. A Baskel goes out and says, Elu ve'elu dibri l'kim chayim, but Allah is like Vesela. Right? Great Gemara. But the Gemara, the Ritva there in Erevin asks, what does that mean, Elu ve'elu dibri l'kim chayim? You know, how could it be? Opposite shitas. The Ritva there. Shalom, interesting, the Ritva here is one of the great Chachmei Sfarad, right? Ramban, Rash, Ritva, Ran, quotes the Chachmei Tsarfas, right, in the Eilu Ve'elu Sugya. Shalom, Rabbani Tsarfasal, Heich Efshar Shiyushneim Divri Elokim Chayim. How could they both be? Ze Oser V'ze Matir. Somebody says Oser, somebody says Mutter. How could they both be right? So the Ritva answers, V'tirtsu. Ki K'she'alosh, Moshe Lamarim L'kabel Torah. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai to get the Torah, Herulo, they showed him, Al Kol Davar V'davar, Memtes Panim L'Isser, Memtes Panim L'Heter. They showed him Stadim L'Isser, Stadim L'Heter, at every halachic topic. V'sha'al L'Kadosh Baruch Hu Olzeh. And Moshe turns to Hashem and says, I don't understand. Is it Oser or is it Mutter? Is it Tameh, is it Tar? I don't understand this. Asheretz. Is the sheretz tamei or tar? Right? So how can they be studim leheter? The Amar and Hashem answers, Shehezem Masr lechachme Yisrael, Shebechol dar vadar v'yahachra kemosam. Right? They'll figure it out. Torah Shebal Peh. This Torah Shebechsav, I guess you can't argue on. But Torah Shebal Peh, like Shnei Shvilin, so you could argue. You could have machlokas about it. So the Ritva there says, you could have different elements, opposite elements to a halachic principle and to a halachic topic. And the Maharal explains beautifully. The Maharal there in Ber HaGola, in Ber Rishon Perek He, explains the idea of this Ritva, that there is nothing simple in halacha. Simple meaning the opposite of composite and complex. Not in terms of like difficult to understand, but just like many different facets of the item. Ki kol davar v'davar, says the Maharal. E efshar shelo yehe b'china yosir me'achas l'davar echad. Sha'afim adavar tamei, e efshar shelo yelo tzad b'china el tara shalma. V'chenim adavar tor, e efshar shelo yehe b'china ma'ashol tuma. There'll be a different an element. V'bnei adam mechulakim b'seichel, and people will argue. V'e efshar shiyu kol seichel b'nei adam al derech echad. Right, everybody thinks differently. And therefore he says, just like in the world, you have different types of items that are made up of different things. This is the Maharal's mashal that we like to quote, a tree. If I ask you, what makes a tree grow? One person will scream out water, and one person will scream out soil, and one person will scream out the sun, and one person will scream out air. Who's right? Says the Maharal. They're all right. Depends on how you look at it. Depending how you look at it. V'tucha lamar ala eitz shu misyachis al yisod ha-mayim, v'cheinu emes sheish bo min ha-mayim. V'tucha lamar sheish bo min ha-yisod ha-avir, v'cheinu emes sheish bo min ha-yisod ha-avir. V'lo timsa davar pashut legamrei. V'chein b'tora ein davar echa tami legamrei. Shlo yeh bo tza tara. V'yish bo tza tuma gamkein. V'chulu and he continues. So this is the sugya of Elu ve'elu. So I'm just adding with this background. That's true. But you can't give two opposite psukim. One person can't give two opposite psukim in the same case. You can have two people that argue. One's tame, one's tar. But even though, if I think something is tame, somebody asks me, is it tame or tar? I'll say, tame tar. Right? That can't be. There can't be an inner contradiction within one psak. I could give two different psakim to two different people. If I think it's a gray area and one, I think is, there's enough of it sorech here. But the part of what's behind the shnei shvilin is within each psak, there has to be consistency. And therefore, if you know in reality what's coming, what's Torah, so if they come separately, you can look at each one separately. But if they come together, so then it will be just like a tartit desasri. Like a tartit desasri in that. There are other examples where tartit desasri comes up, but let's continue first and then we'll see if we come back. Okay, here we go. Says the Gemara. Zara echa acher es ashniya. Remember the case? Somebody has shrum and they planted it in the ground. Planted in the ground. So somebody's not supposed to plant shroom in the ground. We're going to have that later on. There's a knas that if somebody plants shroom in the ground, what grows from that is also called shruma. Zerune shruma is shruma. But what if you have a suffix? So you're planting medume, right? It's we're using meduma on today's daf a little differently than it always is used. All, usually meduma is truma falls into chulin, and there's not enough chulin to be mevatalit. That's meduma. But the Gemara here is also using meduma just as suffik. You're not sure if truma fell in here, right? So truma fell into one box, the truma in the, or the chulin. So you're not sure. And then you take something and you plant it in the ground. Right, so meduma, or even if right, if you don't know, you planted one in the ground, you don't know which one is. You have two boxes, one is shum, one is chulin. You don't know which one. So in those cases, if you planted the meduma, so the Mishnah said that there is no knas in that case. Right, they do know. Let's review that for a minute because the Gemara is going to talk about it. Right, the Gemara says the Mishnah says at the end, samach zayin abeis. What did the Mishnah say? If you plant from one of these, zara es achas mehen pater. Right, if you plant, because if you plant shruma. So then you have to be okay the karka, but if here if it was a suffix, so then you can be makel. And if somebody plants the other one, also putter. If you planted both of them, then you know truma was planted. So then it depends. If it's zaro kala, if it's only that the seed disintegrates before things grow, then you can be mutter. Because it's also, each one is meduma, it's a suffig, and then you can be mekel. But in the case where you planted both, and the seed doesn't disintegrate, it's davar she'ein zaro kala, that's where we're machmir. Because even though it was meduma, it's in the ground now. You know truma's in the ground now. Somewhere. So therefore, that would be usser. Right, that would be what we said in the Mishnah. So now the Gemara says, Reb Zira b'shem Reb Chiya Barva. The who, when we machmir, what's the case that we're machmir? Where you planted both of them in the ground, where both of them were planted in the ground, and it's a davar she'ein zaro kala, v'usha zara tashniya shlokatza rishona. That's only if you know for sure they were both in the ground at the same time. Where you planted the second one before you harvested the first one. Meaning they were both in the ground at the same time. But, avalam zara es hashniya. But if you planted the second one, we changed the girsa. Misha katsar esarishona. If you planted the second one only after you harvested the first one, so there was never a moment in time that both were in the ground for sure, then ain't talish umuchuber nasu hochiach. The talish and the mechuber don't combine. Meaning, what you took out of the ground and what's still in the ground is not, they don't combine. When do you say this added knas chumra? If you know for sure that truma is in the ground. If you don't show the shumas in the ground, so then we're going to be fine you if it's something that davar she'ein zaro kala. But if you planted one and you took it out of the ground and then you planted the other one, then this doesn't apply even by a davar she'ein zaro kala. Rabbi Chanina tirtasa tirtaya b'shem Rabbi Yanai batzal shel shuma v'she'akru v'shaslu. You have this case. You have an onion. An onion is one of the examples of ein zaro kala. The bulb stays in the ground. So batzel shel truma she'akru. What if you have a buckle, you have truma, you have an onion, and you replanted it? Vishaslu. And then it started growing new bulbs from the truma that you planted. So mikivin she'rab alav achadash mutter. Right? Once the, Rabbi Yanai says, once the truma, the bulbs that you planted got big. So even if you want to say the little gidulin that grow are going to be asur, but once it gets so much gidulin, so then that's going to be mevatel, right? The original. So kivan sherabah lava chadash mutter. Once the new becomes more than what was put in the ground, that's an interesting application of bittul. So the Gemara says hezer b'zeira. But what about our Mishnah? Isn't Rabbi Yanai against our Mishnah? Vada tanina neshezara kala mutter v'davar she'in zara kala aser. So our Mishnah makes that chiluk. Let's think about it, says the Gemara. Davar shezara kala, by a davar shezara kala, by something that disintegrates, then obviously the second that it starts growing, there's rov heter. Right? Mutter b'mar be'alav achadash. So that fits into Rabbi Yanai, right? That's obviously happening because the item itself disappeared. But what about the other way? V'dechvasa davar she'in zara kala. But what does our Mishnah say? If the original item did not disintegrate. Usser, it's usser. Sounds like it's usser even after things grow from it. V'yafa b'sharab alav achadash. Well, in seconds, isn't our Mishnah against Rabbi Yanai? What does Rabbi Yanai say? Even if you plant shroom in the ground, once it grows so much now so that there's more growth than original, it's mutter. But what does our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah says, ain zaro kala, right? If the bulb stays in the ground, it's usser. It sounds like even after a lot grows and the rove grows. So isn't a Rabbi Yanai against our Mishnah? So the Gemara says, Reb Zeira kedaitai. Reb Zeira, who asked this question, is following his shita. Meaning, there is, it's a machlokas. Dam Rav Zeir, Rav Shem, Rav Yonasan, Batzal shall kilai hakerem, she'akru v'shaslu, afilu hosef kama aser. Right, there's a shita out there. Yeah, there's a shita out there that says it would be, even after it grows, even after, growth there is, even if there's rove, it's still gonna be aser. She'ein gedulei iser malanas iser. Because the gedulei iser that grow are not gonna be mavatal the iser. There's a machlokas we shown him. In Nedarim, Daf Nun Zayin, Ran and Tosfos, what does it mean that the Gidulei Isser are not Ma'ale the Isser? Right? Why is it? So the Ran there says, because everything that grows is considered coming out of the Isser. So it's an extension and expansion of the Isser. Right? That's why it can't be Mevatalit. If I have it's similar, I guess, to Hayotze Min HaTamei Tamei. Right? If I have some milk that comes out of a non-kosher animal, it's not kosher. Right? I don't, anything that comes from out of kosher animal. Whatever comes out, Hayotze Min HaTamei Tamei. Whatever, if an animal is born to a non-kosher animal and it looks like a kosher animal, it's going to be not kosher. Because whatever comes out of an Isser, so here too. If it comes out of the Trumas, then it's going to be Truma. That's the Ran's law shown in Nedarim Adaf Nun Zayin. That Shekayotzi Bobamidi Da'asi Me'alma. Right? It's whatever comes out of it is going to be considered that. While Tosfos there says, no. It's not considered what comes out, but it's just that the original item is considered a chashuf, right? It's still mechuba, it's still the original, zera that you put in. So it's iser bimkomo omed. So therefore, it's not that the new is also aser, but it's just that the original is not going to be batel, right? So that's the difference between the two. Okay, adalachol chal truma. This is just the last message in ha'ochal truma about planting. This is something we're going to get back to this from later in the mesechta about when one plants truma, what is the halacha? Midaraisa, we'll see. It's batel, but midrabanan, you have this knas, and our Gemara spoke about the knas in other contexts as well. Okay, we'll stop here. Next parak, we get into new topics relating to inyani truma.